I'd like to just share a few things about that style of meditation. So again, we can call that choiceless awareness. So instead of me focusing on my breath, choosing to focus on this, it's much more of this, it doesn't matter what arises. I'm just stepping back into this much broader field of knowing, this broader field of awareness. Now you find as you gain more experience as meditators, that sometimes your mind is more tired, you know, you're a little worn out, or your mind is more distracted. And you try to do that kind of spacious, choiceless awareness, and your mind just gets lost, runaway train into those thoughts. Those times it's much more beneficial to come back into something solid. So you know that you're feeling your breath. You know you're hearing a sound. You know that you're feeling a sensation in your body. Other times when you recognize that there's this kind of background attentiveness that's relaxed, this relaxed wakefulness, and see if you can start to expand the field of what is knowing. Instead of just being you feeling or sensing, it's almost like the space within the room is what's sensing. And then just allow experience to present itself, almost like you're just sitting in the middle of experience. And a sound arises, a sensation, a thought, and they're all held with a depth of quality, a depth of unbiasedness. Like you don't, doesn't matter if an emotion arises versus a sound, a sensation or the breath, they're all held in the same kind of spacious way. And so as your meditation practice deepens, as you gain more experience, you start to develop an intuitive sense of what is the most appropriate for your mind in this moment. And even after, you know, 26 years of practice, there's times when I need to focus just on the breath because my mind's tired or distracted. And there's other times, more and more times, that I can simply open to this spacious awareness. So I may have that instructions may have, you know, resonated, or it may have been a stretch for you to understand or to follow along. Both are perfectly fine. Just wanted to give you some exposure to that so you can recognize that when that arises in your practice.